Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And today is Ash Wednesday. Because it's Ash Wednesday, I will read all three readings. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was stirred to concern for his land and took pity on his people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Working together, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to the Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today is Ash Wednesday. During the distribution of ashes, the minister has two options. Repent and believe in the Gospel, or remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. After reflecting on today's readings and Father Doug's homily, I decided to use repent and believe in the gospel as I crossed the people's foreheads with ashes. With two wars raging and other conflicts in the world, political discourse and the crisis at the border, and the direction that society is moving, the Holy Spirit put on my heart the need for us, all of us, to repent and believe in the gospel once again, with our words and deeds. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Oh, how great it would be if we were like the people of Nineveh and our leaders like the king of Nineveh and repent. It is never too late for us to repent, to turn away from sin and to turn to God. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. Return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment, the prophet Joel tells us in today's first reading. Indeed, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, St. Paul tells us. Let us be reconciled to God this Lent through the faithful observances of prayer, fast, and almsgiving. Let our motivation to desire to repent and believe in the gospel be this. For our sake, he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen.